We've just about named this service your coffee, breakfast, and pajama service. Today we will talk about some things that moms say. Today, the title of today's message is Mama's Wisdom Passed On to Her Children. And we want to wish all the mothers out there, prospective mothers, grandmothers, a happy Mother's Day. And I hope that you are spoiled, that you will not have to cook for yourself, that you are just pampered, sit in your easy chair, and let the children take care of everything else around you. Now, if you want it done right, you might want to supervise the cooking and the things around your house this morning. You're going to hear a lot of mom-isms today. Through the week, I asked different questions on Facebook, and I've got a lot of responses from probably some of you, some things that your mother would say. So we're going to laugh together. Some of these you can say, well, this person quoted it, but my mom said the same thing. Just some fun things. There was a lady that lived right down the road from us in our community in Pine Prairie that I highly respect, a pastor's wife, Miss Pearl Renee. And so I asked her daughter, one of her daughters, Patricia Johnson, give me some of the quote or something that your mom used to say to you quite often, because she was always one for little catchy phrases. And I love this. And one of the quotes she gave me was this. She said, "I'm too old of a cat to be fooled by a kitten." That I believe moms can hold on to that and understand that, and the wisdom that comes from knowing when your children are not getting it right and they're up to something. Too old of a cat to be fooled by a kitten. There was a mother in California, a mother of 10 now. You know the job she had with the 11th child on the way. And she was about her chores at home, trying to take care of things. And her little three-year-old was walking right behind her. And she would go to do something, and she would stop and turn around, and he's right there and tripping over him. And she tried to be very patient with him and told him, "Listen, you need to go find something to do. You know, go play. Go have some fun." And the little boy responded to, "Mom, that's okay," said, I want to stay with you." Well, they walked around. She kept falling, tripping over him because he was right here behind her, walking in her steps. And she asked the little boy, he says, "Why are you staying right here with me? Go have fun." I said, "Oh, no, Mom, my teacher told me that I need to follow the steps of Jesus. But I can't see him, but I can see you, and I'll follow your steps." It's truly amazing what we can learn from our moms. Join with me in God's Word, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, and then we'll flip over to chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 says, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Indeed, they are a graceful wreath to your head and ornaments about your neck." Oh, mom's teachings. Join with me in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. It says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute," or good reputation, "in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Let's pray together. Father God, today as we come before you, thank you for our mothers. Thank you for the gift of the women who've influenced our lives tremendously. Thank you for their Christian teaching, for their Christian upbringing, Lord. Thank you for their investment day and night. And Lord, we just pray a blessing over them today. God, that you would just, Lord, somehow give them a peace and a just beyond our understanding today. Fill them with joy because of their children that you have blessed them with to guide through this life. And God, we want to honor you with your word. We want to honor you today for being so good to us, for being so kind to us always. And Father, I pray today that as your word goes out, that we can laugh together. It's good medicine. Lord, that we can smile together. We can say, oh yeah, I've heard that together. And Lord, have a good time in your house in this worship service. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, mothers by nature are teachers and investors in their children. They stay on the lookout to guide their children, to correct them, to give them instruction, and to give them opportunities to discover and experience and learn. That's what moms do. They're always looking out for opportunities for their children to excel in life. One of the many gifts that our mothers give to us is wisdom. One of the things that they invest is not only the knowledge of life, but also how to use that knowledge, wisdom. Listen to a few things moms used to say to their children. This is given to us by Angie Hojcik for her mother, Lulu Foreman. The company you keep reflects on you. That's good wisdom. Sonny Chapman told this about his mother, Ms. Winnie. She used to say this often, and he quoted her on this, and show me your friends, and I'll show you who you are. Listen, there's a lot of wisdom because friends are so important, especially in those adolescent years, those teenage years, and we want them to have friends that will invest and encourage and not to bring them down. We also, Jen Milan shared this with her from her mother, Mary Hurix, says, never say something about someone behind their back that you wouldn't say to their face. That's good wisdom. It keeps us from gossiping, keeps us from belittling others. And I love what Natalie Vidrine said about Miss Norma Fontenot. And I can just see Norma saying this, what's done in the dark always comes to light. So much wisdom that our moms invest in us. So when we look at God's word, we see a few things here. The first thing we want to look at is mothers want to give wisdom to extend the quality and the quantity of life to her children. The reason that moms give wisdom is so that her child will have a long life, so they're not getting in trouble and doing things to harm themselves, and there's some quality in that life, quantity and quality. Verse 1 through 3 says, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commands for the length of days and of years of life. And peace, see that quality there? And peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them in the tablet of your heart. God's word says this, first part of verse 1, do not forget my teaching. Mothers invest in their children, repeat over and over and over. That's how we have so many momisms, because moms repeat these things over, investing in their child to help them stay on the straight and narrow in life. Moms invest and they teach and repeat life lessons to imprint on their hearts and their souls and seal it in their minds what they want them to learn. Let your heart keep my commands. Really means that the lessons need to be assimilated to the very core of their being to guide their children in wisdom. So when we allow the wisdom of our Christian mothers to seep deep into our soul, the days of our life will be experienced with peace and with joy and with strength. Oh, we remember so many lessons that our mom taught us. My mom taught me, when I'm going through a difficult time or there's a challenge ahead, she said, just give whatever you're dealing with to Jesus. He will give you peace and lead you through it. Oh, and she knew that from life lessons that she had learned. We also see Melissa DeVille said this about her mom, Lupe Ramirez, said, God doesn't give us too much we can't handle with his guidance. He is always with us. Oh, that's so true. That's so true. I love this, that these two sisters shared about their mother, Abby and Sarah. Abby Chambers and Sarah Johnson said this about Miss Ann Vidrine. Says, she would often say, according to Abby, there's nothing you can do, say or do that would make me stop loving you. And Sarah kind of chimed in with, she would always say, I love you, and Jesus loves you too. Oh, what a life lesson that is, that wisdom in those words. Christian mothers teach grace and forgiveness and unconditional love to their children. Why? Because Christ Jesus taught the same thing. That's why mothers invest in their children so their children will have quality of life and quantity of life. We also see the second thing in this is that mothers teach their children to be successful through knowledge and wisdom. We see in verse 3 and 4, it says, never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep in your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. That you have a good reputation out there if you are a person of integrity, a person of honor, a person who's actually kind. What is successful living in this life? Really, successful living is a God-honoring life where you uphold your integrity and allow God to develop your values and your character to fulfill his purpose in your life on this earth. That's what success means. It's not how high you climb the corporate ladder. It's not how big your business may come. It's really you living a godly life. That's success. And the influence that you have in others by God using you to fulfill your purpose. Scripture says that we need to be kind. Wisdom teaches that we are to treat others with respect and dignity. Kindness will take you far in life. It will take you far. Valerie Dupre shared this about her mama, Miss Leonise Wedlock. It says, treat people with respect like you want to be treated. Sounds like the golden rule, huh? And Miss Gail Johnson said this about her mom, Miss Nita Fontenot. She would always say, act like a lady. She's trying to teach her, be kind to people. Kind people are like a magnet. Listen, they attract others. So a person who has a gentle nature and a kind personality really is like a magnet for people to come around to gather. When a person has a gentle nature and a kind personality, others are really drawn to them. They're spoken of very highly. They also, when you're a person of integrity, listen, mothers teach their children not to lie. Don't you lie to me, boy. I've heard that a few times myself. But mothers teach their children to be people of truth and honesty, that these things are a priority in life. Amanda Brasso shared, Miss Rita Drummond used to say, be truthful but tactful. Honesty without compassion is just plain mean. Listen, mothers teach their children to tell the truth. Tell the truth. However, Why did I put that however in there? Because most moms have found out that the truth from the mouth of a young child is often not sprinkled with compassion and filtered through the golden rule for proper etiquette and good manners. Children think it, and they often say it. And sometimes it can be very blunt. I believe all mothers can identify at least one time that their child has said something. They're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe they said that. Well, you told him to tell the truth, and he did. He just didn't filter it very well when it came out. Those embarrassing moments are priceless. We see that kindness and integrity in verse 4 gains favor with God and with man. God grows us in wisdom, integrity, and grace, and his favor as we follow him along. The result of a life governed by grace and kindness and integrity is that we develop a good reputation. Mothers swell with joy when they see or hear of their child treating others with respect and kindness. When her child helps those who are in need and works hard to put her teaching into practice, oh, listen, that's a golden star for a mother. Tabitha Dahl Stacy said this about Miss Connie Dahl. She said, remember who you are and who you represent. God is watching. Teaching children, Christian children, to live out the faith that they have been taught and that they claim. Live it out. God is with you and God is watching to help you there. The third thing we see from this passage of Scripture is that mothers, Christian mothers, teach their children to follow Christ. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Christian mothers invest in their children. They're reading Scripture to them, reading Bible stories to them, and praying with them, and bringing the church, bringing the Sunday school to help learn as much as they can. They're investing in their spiritual education so that they too one day will make a decision to follow Christ. Christian mothers know that the greatest gift they can give their children is Jesus. They know that the greatest gift they can give is Christ. See, mothers brought their children into this world by a miracle of God through human birth. Yet only Christ Jesus can give them spiritual birth, that second birth into the kingdom of God. What an investment by a Christian mother. Teach about Jesus so that one day they find faith in Christ and they come to him in humility and receive Christ as Savior. Follow him through baptism and follow him for the rest of their life. Eternal life is theirs. Mothers know that this life is temporary, but eternal life is on and on. Christian mothers want to be with their children for all eternity. Trust in the Lord. He knows what is best for our life and for our future that lies ahead. Trust the Lord and his grace in Christ. Trust him in the storm. And listen, trust him in the sunshine. When the storm is coming, when things around you are not going good, that's a time to call out to him. But listen, everyday walk when things are going well in your life, when you've got plenty of money, you've got a good job, everything in the family, everyone's healthy, you've got food to eat, you've got a great place to sleep, when the car is not acting up on you, the truck's not broken down, life seems to be going good, praise him. Celebrate with him. Verse 4 says, trust the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Listen, you and I are so faulty and flawed. Our perspective has many glitches in it of our own selves and the life that we're in. moms often spend much of their time looking for ways to correct their children from making unwise decisions. Hope LaFleur shared this with her mom, Aideen LaFleur. She would often say, "Now, why do you want to do that?" I think we can all identify with that. When we question why our kids are making the decision, you know. Amy Miller shared this about her mom, Lynn Prudham Bowles. She said, "I don't know is not an answer." We want them to make wise choices, not unwise choices. And when we do something, "I don't know" is not a good enough answer. Do not lean in your own understanding, the scriptures tells us, but be guided by the Holy Spirit and the wisdom of God's word. Verse 6 and 7 tells us, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil." Christian moms sure know how to remind their children not to be wise in their own eyes and not to stray from her Christian teaching. Verse 7 says, "Fear the Lord." And in the meantime, you need to fear mom too. Because mom is the under shepherd. Mom is the guardian and the manager of those little creations that God brought into the world. Mom has a great responsibility to verbalize correction, but also sometimes discipline to keep those children, those little ones, on the straight path in life. Listen to some of the warnings that mom give to keep their children going. I love these. Peggy Dupre said this about her mom. Peggy Sim says, "Keep making that face. It's going to freeze that way." Some of these momisms, I love them. Pastor Brian said this about his mom, Betty Manuel, my sister. Says, "You want your spanking now? Or you want to wait till your dad gets home?" Now, his dad worked offshore at the time, so he had 7 days to think about it. Seth DeVille said this about Lana DeVille, his mom, and I could just see her saying this to these big boys she had. "I brought you into this world, and I'll take you out, boy." We also see Tina Milan shared this about her mom, Miss Linda O'Neill. "Keep your pickers to yourself." I particularly like this one. Crystal O'Price said this about Miss Gloria Vidrine, her mom. She used to always say, "Oh, y'all can make a preacher cuss." And Brandy Cooper said this about Miss Darlene Beaufort. She'd always repeat this, trying to show some grace and correction. And she said, "I'm fussing, but I'm not fussing." That's Darlene. Rita Dardo shared this about her mom, Miss Melba Gill. Says, "Sister, you know better than this." Karen Smith would share this about Barbara Miller. "Don't make me call your daddy." Her daddy at work, if her mama called her daddy at work, it was trouble when he got home. And Sharon Manuel said this about her mother, Miss Mary Grant. "If you don't stop crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about." And Anita, my wife, shared this about her mom, Miss Yvonne Swallow, when they were younger and they were cutting up in a room. She had 5 siblings and cousins right next door. She said, "If I have to go in there, y'all all going to get a spanking." Trying to corral them not to be wise in their own abilities and not to make those bad decisions sometime correction and discipline had to be enforced by those precious moms. Verse 7 says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Mama's going to make sure arrogance and selfishness are curved back into the way that a child should go. God will direct your paths with His Word, His Spirit, His people, and especially His mama immediately. We see when mama's there, the Lord works through her oftentimes. We see the fourth thing is fear the Lord. Fear the Lord, verse 7 and 8 says, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing in your body and strength for your bones. Listen, arrogance can stifle true godly wisdom. When we think we've got it all together, we're in a bad place. Arrogance leads to a life of pride and belittling others. And pride was really what got Satan kicked out of heaven. We should have a healthy fear of the Lord to submit our wills into His will. We're to honor Him and make much of Him in our worship time. Praise Him as the center of our lives. Christian mothers teach this to their children and grandchildren, that Christ is the one who leads you through life. Make much of Him. Don't make much of yourself. Don't be arrogant. Don't be prideful. Fear the Lord. Show Him honor. Show Him respect. Show Him awe. The provisional promise in this comes with a promise that accompanies the fear of the Lord is strength and refreshment to our body and to our spirit. Matter of fact, Proverbs 17, verse 22 says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. In nurturing her children, a Christian mother invests in her children's faith, in their health, in their education, in their values, in their overall well-being. They teach their children how to live with the peace of God, with joy in their heart, and with the fortitude to endure the challenges of life. That life's not always going to be easy. Life's not always going to be fun, but you can still have joy walking through it because God walks with you. Mothers do so much more than correct and discipline. They instill values. They instill so many things into their children to grow them where they need to be. Listen to a few of these that moms invest. And some of these are a little funny. Some of these have great value that we can see right off. How about unconditional love and family values? Olivia West shared this about her mom, my wife, Anita. Says, in this family, we walk through life together. Unconditional love. How important family is. We also see about the pain of parenting. And moms and dads can identify with this. Jody Nugent shared with her mom, Miss Jerry Russo, would often say this. This is going to hurt me more than it hurt you. Now, when you're on the receiving end of a little discipline, you don't know if that word is true. But when you're the parent or the grandparent having to give discipline, you realize that pain is very heavy here. What about patience? Parents teaching their children patience. Emma Johnson shared this about her mom, Sarah, in a quote given by Emma. Emma, go over there. You're making me tired. Learning patience with your children. And how not to judge others. Parents don't want their children to be judges, to have a prejudice against others. Christina Swallow said this about her mother, Loretta Gilray. Says, if you spit up in the air, it will fall back on your nose. don't judge, don't criticize, it's going to come back around to you. What a life lesson that is. Lana DeVille shared this about Miss Melba Charlie, about how God really is in control. Even though we don't know what he's up to, he really is in control. So there's a reason for everything. What that reason is, we may never know. Listen, that's just trusting God. And don't be critical of others. Wendy Swallow said this of her mother, Miss Lana Compton. She said, if you can't say nothing nice about someone, don't say anything at all. That's right. Don't be one who just nitpicks at others and find their faults. And we can always teach our children, too, and mothers do this about, you know, helping control the mosquitoes in the house and helping keep the AC at a reasonable level. Heather Jones shared this about her mom, Miss Tina Hazelton. She used to say this quite often. She says, close the door. You weren't raised in a barn. Out in country life, you can hear that a lot. And how about a little bit of anger management, and how about a little bit of discipline? And Denise Cobb and her sister, Patricia West, which is my sister-in-law, said this about their mom, Miss Patsy Townley, who she repeated this quite often to them, obviously. Denise said this, you can get glad in the same way that you get mad. Trisha brought it down home a little bit more, says, that's it? I've had enough? Now go outside and break off a plumb switch. So bringing a little anger management and a little discipline to the family. And I love this. My dear lady, who distant cousin of mine there in Pine Prairie, her granddaughter Lynette Hazelton shared it about identifying arrogant people. Miss Delma West used to say this, I'd like to buy them for what they are worth and sell them for what they think they're worth. Helping children identify there are people who think very highly of themselves, but they're really not there. And also, I believe every mom can identify with this. It's Amanda Brassel said this about Miss Rita Drummond. After one of them had been giving her some trouble and she had to discipline them in some form or fashion, she would walk away saying to herself, when Mama said I would get double what I gave, I didn't think it would be this bad. Oh, momisms. Listen, it's Mother's Day. When we look at God's Word, we realize how influential our moms have been and how much they've poured into us and how often those little quotes just stuck in our head. Maybe we've heard it so many times by them, but it's formed us and shaped us into the people that we are today. Christian moms investing in us is priceless. I'll close with this thought about love. There's a lady over in the Pine Prairie area who has passed on now, but she would always see me and tell us about love, and she would tell her children this, Dee Dee and Clyde and Shay, and her grandchildren too. Whenever she would see you or whenever you said goodbye, she would say this, Miss Opal Ware. She says, I love you, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck. Moms, that's what I send to you today. That's what First Baptist Church of Ville Platte sends to you. That's what this praise team sends to you. The love of Christ. A bushel of it, a peck, and we'll give you a hug around the neck. We love you. Have a blessed day in the Lord.